conversations with friends.
Oh my god.
Maybe we should have like a little intro like slang. I feel like we need to change our intro music.
Yes.
It's a bit like, what do you call it?
Outdated. Yeah. No, elevator music.
Elevator music. Yeah. We changed, guys. It's time for a new poppy track. I also realized the other day we have like this trailer on Spotify.
Yes.
I think it's so old. I think
we need to do a new one.
Is it like hop on in and enjoy the ride? Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the ride so far.
Anyways, today we have a very long episode and long and special episode with another guest. Long sounds so negative.
But yeah, it's not long. It's like just like a really inspiring, nice chat. And we want you guys to listen to all of it. So we're trying to keep the intro short.
Exactly. That's what we wanted to say. So quickly, what are the gems of the week, Teresa?
I mean, it's been a few weeks since we've been on this podcast, but, what has my jam been? Well, I was listening. I feel like I'm this kind of person that like, I have like different phases. Sometimes I'm like, I listen to a lot of music, and then sometimes I have a phase where I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Oh,
I feel
it's
always different.
The phases.
Yeah. And now I'm like in the podcast phase, and I listen to this podcast that probably a lot of you know. It's called the Psychology of Your 20s. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Mm-mm.
I've just recently found, I think the girl's also Australian that does the podcast, and I've seen it before, but I never really listened to it. And I listened to a few episodes lately and I really, really like it. It's just her talking about like things that you're going through in your 20s. And one of the episodes that got me back into her podcast is, I think it's called like Breaking Out of the 9 to 5, and where she shares her own experiences, but also she always shares like her own experiences, but then she has like a lot of studies that she also reads out, which is super interesting. And yeah, it kind of inspired me to also not just to do this episode. There's other reasons why we're doing or why we're having the guest on, but I think it really fits into the topic that we're talking about with our guest that we will introduce. And yeah, I just really like it. It's like nice to listen to. I feel like I learned something. I think she has a very like soothing voice that I can listen to. And I don't know, it feels like I'm listening to a friend, but also simultaneously she has like studies that she's reading out that are really interesting.
Nice. So, what's it called again? I forgot.
The psychology. Oh my God. The Psychology of Your 20s.
Okay. So, nice. I'll note that down. Cool.
It just always was like on my Spotify recommendations, and it doesn't have like a crazy cover photo. So I was like, never really looked at it.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice. I mean, I haven't listened to all of her episodes, but like I've listened to a few the last couple of weeks. So I'd say it was a gem of mine. What about you?
Mine's, I rediscovered it. I think it's been my gem of the week once here, but it's a good old cacao.
Oh, I thought it was like going to be something skincare related.
No. Oh my God. But yes, it's cacao. I don't know. Like I just discovered it for myself again. I literally like notice it. It just makes me feel so like good, but like not in a way. Also it energizes me because of the components in it. It doesn't have caffeine like coffee, but it has like this other thing that's similar to caffeine.
Okay.
But it just makes me like energized, and like it's kind of a good like afternoon pick me up as well. So yeah, and it's also been really helping me to like reconnect to myself again, I think. And yeah.
For everyone that doesn't know, she's talking about like raw cacao. Like
it's raw ceremonial cacao. It's not like cacao powder from the supermarket. Oh yeah, it's been making me like discover myself.
The sugar in there is making me energized. No. Because I misunderstood that before. Because I feel like ever since you talked about it the first time, I've heard it everywhere. I've seen like Berlin like posters where people do like cacao ceremonies, and I've seen it everywhere. And like my professor was talking about it. And
really?
Stuff. Yeah. And then, that's just like one of those effects where you never heard of it before. And then, but maybe there's someone out there that doesn't know what we're talking about. It's ceremonial cacao. Look it up. But, yeah, I really want to try it. I haven't tried it so far.
So. It's so good. And it's sort of like my morning ritual now. Like, yeah.
So you do it every morning?
Mm-hmm. Not like the whole ceremony, but I have a bit of it every morning. And then when I feel like it's time, I do like a proper ceremony where I like take more than I usually do.
It's about that time. So I just thought that story.
But yes, anyways, that's my gem of the week. And nice. I just like every time I drink it again, I'm like, oh, why did I stop drinking it like for some time? And I just like notice it in my energy levels, like my mood and stuff. It's like maybe it has something to do with the weather as well, but just the combination.
What do you buy it online?
I buy it online. I buy it online from this shop, but they also have like a pickup shop in Berlin, in Friedrichshain, where you can just click and collect basically. And then you don't have to pay the delivery costs. But yes, nice. It's in Friedrichshain if anyone wants to see. And it's called Good Mood Food.
Good Mood Food.
Yes. And they have like raw cacao and like from different like areas. Like I always get the one from Peru, but they have one from Ecuador, Bolivia, Bolivia, yeah. Peru and Ecuador.
Well, if you live in Berlin, run, don't walk. But, I guess you can get it everywhere if you want to. But
you can also order it online.
I like when you can do click and collect because sometimes my parcels just get lost. And I also hate paying like a lot of shipping fees. I'm like, if it costs like... If the product is like 50 euros, but the shipping fee is like 5 euros, I'm like, no,
same.
No, I kind of buy it. Or even if it's a cheap product, I'm like, no.
Teresa, you look like you're about to go sprinting.
I know. It's just like my foot's been hurting for some time lately and I can't sit still. I need to like squat. If you guys could see me when I was like sitting on the ground again and we have this like leopard like blanket underneath the microphone and it just looks really funny.
Anyways, we wanted to keep it short. We said, we have a special guest today, and her name is Charlotte.
Yes.
Charlotte. And who is she, Teresa?
So yeah, like you said, today we're chatting with beautiful Charlotte. She basically, after working multiple jobs at the same time, she felt really burned out and knew that she needed a change. So through her travels to Hawaii, she realized that there are lots of possibilities to make money online and break out of the typical 9-to-5. She then quit her job, moved up to Byron Bay and invested into a different career that now allows her to live a life and freedom away from the office desk.
And I've been following her on Instagram for a long time. And basically when she isn't going out surfing or practicing yoga, I love to as well. She's basically connecting with people all over the world and through her job and basically shares then her experiences and what she does and also thoughts and just... perspectives on social media, which I think is really interesting. And Teresa and I think she's really, really inspiring. So we basically invited her. I've been saying basically so many times, but we invited her to share with us her tips and her advice and also show us that it's possible to live a life that allows you to have the freedom to actually experience a life outside of work and not living to work and also having, at the same time, having a stream of income and earning money. And yes, we hope that you love the chat as much as we do and enjoy, and definitely let us know what you think.
Bye. Hello, Charlotte. How are you going?
Great. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
We're great. It's nice and sunny today. Woke up, heard the birds. How are you, Teresa?
I'm really good. I was just happy that the sun is shining. Berlin has been so grim the last couple of weeks. I feel like...
Not the last week.
No, the last couple of days were nice. But I don't know. I just feel instantly when the sun is shining in the morning, I'm more motivated and I just feel better. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm ready to start on the day. Whatever's coming at me, I don't care. The sun is shining. So yeah, I'm doing great. So...
No, I like every time like I wake up and it's like
start for the day.
Yeah.
When I see the sun, I'm like, oh my God. And then I open up my blinds and then I listen to music and I feel like I'm in a movie and I'm just like, I make my morning cacao and I'm like
just romanticizing your life, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyways, thank you so much for being here. We're so happy. You're our special guest today. But yeah, we're really excited to have a nice little chat about you. We were talking before, I've been following you for a while on Instagram and I think you're a very cool and sweet and inspiring person. So we're really, really excited to do this episode with you today and have a little nice chat. But yes, without further ado, Teresa, would you like to start with the first question?
Yeah, I mean, obviously like we said before, this is going to be a conversation, but it's always nice to start off with a entering question. And I thought it would be nice to ask you, what's one of the biggest lessons you've learned in the past few years?
Oh, I feel like the last few years have been such big transformational years. I feel like, I don't know if I can answer this in a short go. I feel like I'm going to have to go take you on a bit of a journey.
Yes, of course. Take us on the journey.
Okay. Well, I guess it'll kind of give you a little bit of a backstory. But a few years ago when COVID started, I was working in a hotel and working really long hours, so many days a week, looking at the ocean. And when everything kind of hit the fan, the idea of going back there gave me such bad anxiety. I started having panic attacks at the idea of going back. Couldn't bear the thought of it. So I ended up hitting a pretty low point and deciding to quit my job and move to Byron Bay for 3 months because my partner at the time didn't want to join me. A week later, he ended up deciding to move up and I've stayed up here, haven't gone back. So quitting my job down there meant having to start something new, and that was pretty outside of my comfort zone, kind of like trying to start stepping away from relying on someone else to determine what my time is worth and what my hours are and all of that sort of thing. So I guess with that, I've learned about my environment being the most important factor. And if your environment doesn't serve you anymore or isn't in alignment, whether it's a job, a living situation that might be triggering or just not enabling you to grow, that like you have the power to change that. And so ultimately, like, I think one of the biggest lessons is that just I have the power to change my life and to make the choices. And, you know, we all think that maybe we're stuck and that we kind of can't find a way out. But at the end of the day, like, we write our own story. And yeah, I think it's just knowing that we're capable of doing it. It's just that it's not going to be a comfortable ride. So yeah, that was kind of like half a story, but also like,
no, we'll dig into it later a little bit. It's just like nice to like have a start of, start of question, I think.
No, I guess it's like, it can be really scary for like someone to actually know that the, like they're responsible for their lives and stuff, and that like it's up to them, like what they do and how their life turns out. Like obviously you have external factors and stuff like playing into it, but I think at first, like you said, it can be quite scary to actually realize like, oh, like I can actually change my life and my situation and like my surroundings and stuff, and that can be just really scary at first. But I guess like when you trust yourself and when you trust into, when you have trust and faith in the situation that it would work out, it will, it is good, and growth is good.
Yeah.
I mean, change is always,
also like, I would like to know, like, what...
I was going to say, change is always really
I'm,
scary.
I'm like fearing change all the time.
I find that when I'm going through a period of change and it feels so uncomfortable and I feel like, oh, I can't get out of this. Like, when is this going to end kind of thing? Then I look back in retrospect and be like, wow, like these are all the ways that I've grown through this. And now I totally get like my perspective shift. And then I think, you know, I've been there, I've done that, I've been through the change. And the next thing you know, something else hits the fan or something else comes up and you're going through it again. And you think, man, like I forgot what this felt like and I'm going through it all over again. And, you know, it doesn't get easier, but it always is worth it when you can come out the other side and be like, man, I'm so thankful that happened.
Just for our listeners as well to understand, like, what did you do to change your life the way it is now? Or what did you want to change in your life to, yeah, say, I'm going to do it my way? Like, what did you, yeah, what was the next step kind of?
I think ultimately for me, like, I wasn't living in an environment that served me. Like, I love my friends back from where I live and I love my family, but it wasn't serving me to grow. I felt very much stuck where I was, and I wanted more for life. Like I wanted to be able to create something that would allow me to work while I travel or to have an income come through where I'm location free or time free, and just having something that can allow me a bit more freedom to live my life and do the things that I want to do. Does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's just because I'm like always like thinking, I listened to a podcast the other day where, I don't know, I feel like it's so inspiring when people don't have the typical 9-to-5, because that's what you see on your daily day basis. Like people that just have like the office life, like you said, you had a job at the office where you looked on the ocean. And I don't know, I listened to a podcast the other day where it was like about the 9-to-5 and how to quote unquote escape it. And ever since then, I was like, well, I've been thinking about it for a while, but especially since that podcast, I was like, okay, yeah, there's like so many people that are just doing it because they think they have to do it. And they think there's no way to escape it, or there's no, like, there will be no jobs, there's so many risks and da da da. And I think it's really important to talk about other options that are out there, because I think a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, and I think too, like, we're living in a day and age where something like social media is such a powerful tool, where so many different opportunities are presented to us through that space. And that's actually how I came across one of my streams of income and one of the things that has allowed me to, quote unquote, like, escape the 9 to 5 to a degree. Because, yeah, social media is amazing that there's so many people, like, just like you guys found my page, I found someone else's, and watching them live their life really inspired me to go down the same stream that they were and kind of start an online-based business and realize that it is possible. It's not going to be easy. It is unknown. But just that there are so many possibilities out there for us, and we don't have to stay stuck thinking that we need to go to university or need to get a job that pays well or that needs to be 40 hours a week and then, you know, work till you're 60, retire, and then maybe live your life when you're a bit less able.
Yes. But we were like also like talking about.
I was just going to say, there's kind of like that big like narrative that I feel like we've all been brought up with in society of, you know, you go to school, you got to work really hard. We're kind of like conditioned with all of these stories of how things should be or what we should be doing. But I think that we're living in a time where everyone's starting to realize that's not what they want and that there is no right timeline and people can do things that they want to do for themselves rather than just kind of following maybe what the generations before us did.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we were also like talking about, like, the word just came up, like, freedom and like being free in your life. Like, I'd love to know, like, what does freedom mean to you? Like, what's, like, when you hear that word, like, how would you define it in your life and in your own words?
It's a really good question because there's so many ways you can kind of go about that. But for me, I think like just having the freedom to choose what I do each day and the freedom to be where I want to be and have the time to do the things that light me up and the things that, you know, I really enjoy or that bring out my creativity or my inner child and, you know, have that balance between masculine and feminine. Yeah, just to be able to live a life where I'm choosing what I'm doing. I'm not relying on somebody else and having to show up to somebody else who determines what I can do with my days. And yeah, like I said before, like how much I'm worth, like how much I get paid and how much money I can make. Like I feel like it's powerful to not have a cap on that.
I think there's also this misunderstanding that like you get paid. Like I don't know, like I feel like I know so many people that have like a freelance job or are their own boss and they sometimes even make more than like a 40 hour like office job week. I guess what it gives you is like the security. But like, I don't know, I think there's like this misunderstanding that only if you work like a full time job at like an office, you'll get paid a good amount of money. And if you like don't have a boss above you, it's like, oh, you might like not make any money. Whereas actually sometimes you can probably make more money even. And I think that's such an interesting aspect that a lot of people don't even consider or like think about. Well,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you find the right opportunity and you find something that's in alignment with you, there's so many different like avenues and business opportunities out there where you are earning more than what people would in a normal week of 40 hours of work. And, you know, you don't need to go to university to be making a lot of money. You can be doing something totally different that you've had no prior experience in and make more money than the average person would working a high-end job.
Also just for like us and the listener to understand like a little bit about your background. Like, so you say you didn't like, how old are you? Like you didn't go to university. What was your like life in the past up until the point where you are now, just to give us like a brief rundown and for the listener to like understand. I know it's such a like, so you didn't go to university, but more just
who
like
are you?
For people to seek inspiration because they think they have to do this and this and this step, you know, it's like kind of interesting to hear what your steps were.
Yeah. So, I mean, I obviously went through high school, finished high school, felt like there was a lot of pressure on me to do well from my teachers, but from watching my sister's health and experience kind of decline during her end of school years, it kind of woke me up to realize it's not all about school. It's not all about that. It's not worth being stressed for. And I took a gap year. I think I went traveling the year after I finished school. But then I decided, you know what, maybe I'll just give university a go. I went for 3 weeks and took it as an amazing opportunity to socialize. And every time an assignment would come up, I'd be like, I'm just going to drop that subject. I'm just going to drop that subject. And I left university after 3 weeks and went traveling instead. So that was kind of the amazing first step into realize, like, going overseas by myself has taught me so much about myself and, you know, mm-hmm. what I want from my life, and to realize that university isn't for everybody and there shouldn't be a pressure to go to university. Thankfully, my parents, you know, were really understanding of that's not what I want to do. It's not for me. I think there's a mm-hmm. lot of pressure for people to go and study anything, but if you're not passionate about it, what's the point? You're not guaranteed a job anyway. So from then I was kind of just working a few jobs at a time, knowing that I would do great things in life. I just didn't know what they were. I ended up deciding this isn't sustainable, working multiple jobs and driving myself into the ground to save some money to go traveling. And that's kind of ultimately when I decided to change my environment, moved 8 hours north, started again, and took the risks per se, took the risks to try something new that I wouldn't know what the outcome would be, but knowing that if I like applied myself and took the time to learn or showed up consistently, like I can do it if anybody else can do it. Like it's, you know, you look at someone else and you might think that they're 100 steps ahead of you, but they took the first step, you know, like you just have to take a step in any direction. And if it feels good, try it. You know, if you don't get to where you want to be, you kind of fail forward and go, okay, well, what have I learned from this? How can I like change it up or mix it up so that I can make this work for me? Because I don't really think there's anything, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on a bit of a tangent, but I don't really think there's anything such as failing unless you don't try. That's the only kind of way you can fail mm-hmm. in my eyes, is if you don't try. So
yeah. No, you're not on a tangent. I actually love everything you just said. And I think it's really inspiring to hear. And I think it's so beautiful as well that you had like the confidence that you were like, mm-hmm. I'm going to make something great, even though I don't go to university. Because I feel like a lot of people don't have that because, yeah, society tells them you're a failure if you don't do this or you don't do that. I met a lot of people in Australia, I feel like, that had that confidence as well, where I feel like maybe that's just also different cultures. Like growing up in Germany, I feel like it definitely is more like
hustle.
Yeah, like rules. Like
you have to go to uni. Yeah. You have to finish school. You have to find a good job. Like I guess in like Germany especially, like maybe a bit more Europe as well, it's like this kind of hustle culture is really big, like oh yeah, you have to like have success and like you have to work hard and like be successful and study, and to be successful you need to study and have like a bachelor or whatever.
Like, even what is success to you? Like, for me, being successful is not working like 40 hours a week and sitting in, like, I don't know. Like, when I had my internship 6 months ago, it was a great internship, I'm not gonna complain, but I just realized how it was the first time I had like a 40-hour work mm-hmm. week where I was sitting in an office every mm-hmm. single day, and I thought I'm gonna be fine, but literally like after 2 weeks I was like, how are people doing this? And I had a fun job. Like, I was like, how do people do this? Like, you don't have time to do anything. Like,
and you were like also like going out like to places and stuff.
Yeah,
but like there are people who like just stay in the office like the whole day.
Sit on their laptop, It's like crazy. You literally only have 2 days of the week to do anything. Like, the weekend, and well, then it goes by so quickly. Then it's Monday again.
Well, then you end up feeling exhausted on your days off too when you're working so many days. It's like, oh, it's your days off, and I have no energy to do anything. And by that point, you're going back to work again. But yeah, I think, like you're saying, like, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say that, like, ultimately you have to define what success is to you, because just because what success might be in like society or your parents' eyes or people around you, like their view of success might be totally different to yours. And it's just about like actually coming back and sitting down and be like, what actually does that mean to me? And kind of working towards that rather than the typical success.
I guess it's just so difficult as well, like, because like we've been brought up and like sort of it's been like drilled into our minds like over the whole like over like the course of our whole life, just like you need to work, and like also obviously by our parents, because they were brought up the same way, like you need to work and you need to study, and like just when you study and go to uni, you'll be like, you have the chance to be successful. So I think like obviously it's possible, and like we need to have the confidence to break out of this kind of mindset, but it's super difficult as well, like especially when it's been, when you've been brought up with it for so long. But yeah, I think like when we see people like you, or just like friends that we like meet, or like that we have, like we know that it's possible. And I think that's just a comforting thought, that it's possible, and like you can achieve that.
I think there's also this big movement going on at the moment, especially, maybe it has been going on for a while, but I feel like at the moment, especially, I feel like a lot of people I meet or like know are like, either they have a 9-to-5 or like a 40-hour week and they want to switch it, or they're already like, I don't want this for me, which I think is really beautiful. I don't want to take away from the fact that office jobs are still important, and if you like your office job, that's amazing. But I think it's just good to know and have this conversation that like, this is not necessarily like what your life path has to look like.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, like university, like some people absolutely love what they do and they love studying and they love learning. But I think it just comes down to this, just not for everyone. Like it is for some people, but it's just simply not for everybody. And, you know, that's okay. Like there's nothing to say that, you know, you shouldn't be working 40 hours in an office if you love your job. But if you don't, like so many people don't, then just knowing that there is the potential to change that. And like you were saying with like, maybe it's an Australian or culture thing versus like Europe and Germany, where everyone's kind of in that hustle culture. I think, like I've said before, like your environment makes such a big difference. And when you realize you're starting to surround yourself with other successful people who are doing all different things that also didn't study and who are making something from themselves, that's really purposeful. I think that's what is really incredible to see, and realize that you are surrounding yourself with people who are doing something purposeful and creating success in a way that's different to what other areas of people are doing.
I also like was wondering, because you said you have like a stream of income is like the online business you have, like how did you find out about that, or just in general, like what was the next step? Because you said you worked a few jobs. I think it's really hard when you work a few jobs to like be like, okay, I'm going to shift and do something different. Like how did you come about this job, or find out about it, or what was like your, how did you just basically start?
Yeah, so I mean, if you want a little bit of a backstory, that's a bit funny.
Yeah, give us all the backstories.
I was in Hawaii and I had met this guy on the beach, and he had a really nice dog. Ooh. And ended up having a bit of a summer fling with him, thinking I was going to marry him after knowing him for a week. And I was having a little bit of a stalk on his Instagram. And I was like, who's this girl at his house? Like, who is this? And I had a little bit of a stalk, and I actually clicked on her profile, and I was really curious as to what she was doing with her life, because she'd been working three jobs in Hawaii and bought a one-way ticket to Greece and had started this online business. And I kind of would stalk and have a little bit of a nosy peek here and there. And I got really curious. And after a while, I actually reached out to her and I was like, hey, so what is it that you're like doing with yourself? And ultimately, like the direction that I went down was a network marketing company that has health and wellness sort of products and really sustainable products that are great for your health. And so I kind of went down that avenue because I saw the potential in the business and the income opportunity by sharing about something that was in alignment with me and the fact that I get to use their products every day. So there's so many different like things out there, but that's kind of the avenue that I went down. And since then there's no going back for me. So it's nice to be able to create something backed, there's community, there's people all around the world doing it, and you know, you're so supported. So
it's just like perfect that you can like connect your health and your job. It's like just like my dream as well, just like having them both at the same time and like also enjoying your job. I think that's just so cool.
I mean,
I think ultimately, also,
like so much of it is spent just connecting with people. Like I spend so much time connecting with people all around the world, and I get to link them up with like a life-changing product. Well, I believe it's life-changing in my eyes, but the fact that I get to do that and meet so many people from all over the world and then get compensated for that, it's like, it's kind of a no-brainer for me. So it's a kind of an awesome way to make extra money on the side as well.
I think it's also great. Like I also, what I heard in the podcast the other day, and I actually also agree with, is that we should shift more of like a lot of people define themselves through their jobs and their careers. And it's really, and they don't even know who they are outside of work anymore, and like what they actually like doing in their free time. And I think it's nice to see, I think with, at least that's what I saw from what I saw from social media, or how, what you preach is like also finding a life outside of the job, an actual like life, like finding hobbies, going surfing, going to the beach, and like having time and the money to do those things. I think that's great that you have the opportunity to just, yeah, also put focus on your life outside of work, and then you have the freedom to do that. And I think that's something that's really like a dream for a lot of people, I think, to not just, focus on work, but also like, what are my hobbies? What am I doing?
There's actually from Emily in Paris. I love that quote, that like Netflix show. And because like there was one scene where he was like, oh, the French have this quote. And he said, you should work to live and not live to work. Oh. And I really like that. It's like,
I never thought that would be like an inspiring quote coming from Emily in Paris, but
here we are. No, but I really like that. It's like, it's actually so true.
Yeah, no,
if you think about it, it's so true, and we should all implement it. Like, just not working to live, but like living. No. Other way around. Living to, not living to work, but working to live, to like actually be able to like just finance and like be able to support your lifestyle, I guess.
But I think too, like when you feel like, if you feel like you haven't got a purpose, or like you're working in a job and you don't really know who you are outside of the job, and you don't feel like it's very purposeful, that can be like, that can make you feel super lost. Like I go through stages where I feel lost, and I realize, oh, like I'm not connected to my purpose or my vision right now. And that's why it feels like every day is the same, because I'm not actually actively working towards something that I want. And I think that's for a lot of people. Like a lot of people lack purpose. They lack a vision, and every day kind of feels the same. Or, you know, some people just feel like, you know, they're not complaining, but they're not thriving. And I think that, you know, it's so amazing to see people around you thriving and loving life and feeling like they're working toward things that they love, or they have things to do outside of work and are really passionate about it.
No, for sure. I really agree. I think it's like, I think that sometimes too, because I think there's this, especially with social media, this like thing when you're in your 20s, it's like, what is your purpose? What is your passion?
What do you want to do in life?
And it's like, I don't know. Like it changes like for me every week, and I'm just trying to find that out. But sometimes I feel like everything is going so fast paced and quick in life right now that like, because of, like I said, social media or different jobs, and because you can compare yourself to other people, you see 15-year-olds being billionaires and you're like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? Or like, I don't know, like people changing the world with 17, and you're just like, what can I do to contribute to this world with like myself, my knowledge, whatever? And then sometimes I get into this spiral of like, what am I doing? Like, what is like my purpose? And I think a lot of people, look for that purpose in their job, which is great. Like you can definitely find a purpose in your job, but I think sometimes they lose themselves outside of it. Then like what I said before is like, what else can you do in your day-to-day life to maybe like, and it can be small things. Like maybe you can change someone's life by just having a conversation with them on the street. Like you never know. And I think sometimes we're so in our like, own world that we forget that what's going out, like what's going on outside of it. I hope that makes sense what I'm saying. I'm not just like, bless you. I'm not just like blabbering on, but yeah, that's just sometimes thoughts I have like while I'm in the show. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I doing?
Shower thoughts.
Yeah.
If I can add into that, like I think that, you know, it's okay to not know where you're going, and it's okay to feel like you don't know what your purpose is. Like there's no right or wrong. And I think that I feel really blessed that I feel like I've primarily broken out of the comparison of comparing to like other people in different ways. But I think it's important not to compare your life to someone else's or your success to someone else's or what you're doing to another person just because they're your age, or maybe you feel like they've done more than you, or you wish you were where they are. I think that if you can like learn to change the perspective and your mindset, if you look at someone who is maybe like where you want to be, look at them as an inspiration and be like, okay, what steps have they taken to get to where they want to go, rather than comparing and being like, man, like what should I be doing with my life? Like I haven't done enough. Mm. And yeah, just knowing that there's no right or wrong timeline. So many people from school are getting married, having kids, buying houses, and that's not my timeline. It's not what I want for myself, but they're happy and that's what matters, mm-hmm. you know. Other people are doing totally different things or traveling the world or, you know, some people are living with their parents at 30, some people are living out of home at 20, you know. There's no right or wrong. It's just what makes you happy and your personal journey. Mm.
Do you have any like tips for any, like, cause you were saying that you sort of like broken out of the comparison kind of trap, but like, is there any like top advice that you would give someone who is very prone to compare themselves to other people or like their surroundings?
That's a challenging one because sometimes I wonder like, what is it specifically that's allowed me to kind of like break out of that? Especially like in the past, I know that I have definitely compared myself even to like people, you know, but yeah, it's interesting because I wouldn't say there's like one specific thing that's allowed me to kind of break out of that. But I think when you're in your lane and you know that you want something and you choose to like, I don't know, go on a personal development route or read, like personally, I read some personal development books and spiritual books and listen to a lot of mindset podcasts and personal development podcasts. And I feel like by kind of focusing on my own individual growth and choosing to have the perspective of seeing people as inspiring rather than comparing myself to them, it actually enables me to make that extra step and kind of, yeah, grow, I guess, essentially. Because if you're comparing yourself to people, I feel like you're kind of staying the same and you end up stuck and you end up in a kind of a negative cycle in it. I've been there, like I've for sure been there, but I think it just comes down to the choice to choose to see people and situations as inspiring and something that you're capable of or to work toward rather than, yeah, looking at it as being, you know, they're better than me, they've done more than me, I can't do that, or, you know, there's a choice at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess it's like it doesn't serve you. Like comparison, like we all – I think we all know that quote. That's like, comparison is a thief of joy.
True,
Teresa's
though,
rolling eyes.
No. I'm just like, I agree with that quote. I think it's also like, what you said is beautiful. It's like your choice. Like comparison, it's coming from you. And it's really hard to break out of it. But I think it's also just like, kind of like a muscle in a way that you have to like, even that you're noticing that you're comparing yourself right now is a good step towards being like, okay, I'm comparing myself again. Like, and then stopping yourself. And the more you maybe do it and the more you're finding your own way in your own lane, like you said, I feel like it comes naturally, but it definitely is a process. And I think it's also, again, different for everyone. Cause then you're comparing yourself. How much am I comparing compared to other people? You know, it's like this cycle that you're kind of going into. But yeah, I think even like realizing that you're in that cycle is already a good step out of it.
I guess it's just like in the end, like I was saying, like in the end, if you think about it, like comparison, if you compare yourself in a negative way to someone else, it doesn't serve you at all. Mm. But like in the end, you will just feel bad about yourself and sort of also have like some resentment towards the other person because you're like seeing them as like competition or like this kind of person, like, I don't know, just in a bad, like negative light. But if you see them, like you were saying, as an inspiration and like in a sort of inspirational way, I think it just puts like a better light on it. And you, like, it just makes like a whole positive experience out of the whole thing and just like being inspired and not just like seeing people as competition or like their successes as competition. Mm. And I think that's just an important thing to be mindful of.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with what Therese was saying too about, like the observation of that being your thoughts and having those comparative thoughts, like that's kind of the first step to actually being able to break out of anything, like having the awareness of something that you're thinking or that you're doing and choosing then, once you're aware of it, to either like, you know, observe and think about it or then starting to try and change your thought patterns around it. I know other people kind of say, oh, like there can be a healthy level of comparison because it helps you, like helps drive you forward. But, you know, I guess everyone's kind of got their own perspective on that.
Yeah. I think definitely what I'm trying to do with myself is like trying to see it more as an inspiration, and it can be hard sometimes, but I'm trying to like look at people as like an inspiring, like, oh, like they're doing this and I can achieve that too. And then focusing on my own, where I can maybe change it to achieve what they have. And also remembering that sometimes you compare yourself to like the highest standards of people, like they probably have their own internal things going on and they maybe have their own issues like everyone is and or has, and just, yeah, just kind of steering away from that, I guess. But yeah, sometimes it's easier said than done.
I think too, but every single person, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how successful you are or where you're at in your journey, every single person is comparing themselves to somebody else. So while you might be comparing yourself to someone specific, that specific person is doing the exact same thing. And I know that like it's kind of like a little bit different, but say for an example, comparing myself to somebody specific that's in my life, I've actually gone to them and said, hey, like, this is how I'm feeling. I'm comparing myself to you in this way, and it's like affecting how I'm feeling mentally and physically. And I've found like in certain scenarios, it's been really powerful to actually sit down and have a chat with that person. I know that sometimes people's comparison is to people they don't even know, but I know that when it is to someone that I know personally, I can find it really powerful and healing to like speak my truth and to share how I'm feeling. And then that kind of allows me the opportunity to like grow through that and to change my perspective along that.
Yeah, same thing. Like I just, like I've been, cause I'm at this point of my life where I just like have been going through a lot of growth and like a lot of change and everything, like so much stuff happening in my life. Like a lot of it just very overwhelming for me as well. And I like in those kind of moments, like in those low moments of life, I like tend to really compare myself to like people close to me. So like just like all my friends and like what they're doing. And like, obviously at the same time being really happy for the successes and being like so proud as well. But like at the same time, just, I tend to catch myself like comparing myself. I just said myself so many times, but just like, I don't know, I tend to catch myself just comparing myself so much in those times where it's sort of like going low and like my confidence and just my whole being is just in a very low light. But I guess it's just really helpful, like you said, could be maybe really helpful to actually like talk to those people as well and like say how I'm feeling. I think that's really a helpful tip.
No, definitely. And I think also just like what we're doing with the podcast is like everyone is listening. I think it's really helpful to just know that you're not the only one doing that as well. Like there's so many people that are going through this in different stages in their life and you might not even know about it because maybe they're not talking about it or they're just like, yeah, just ignoring it as well. So I think it's just, yeah, like you said, acknowledging, like speaking up about it. And it's all like a process as well. Like it doesn't come from one day to the other, but yeah, even just, yeah, the step towards it is already good.
Yeah, and it's a journey. It really is. Like it's not just like from point A to point B in a day or a week or a year. There's no timeline. It's a journey and everyone's is so different. And, you know, I think it's important to, I think a lot of us struggle at times to like communicate how we're feeling. And I think it's important to have a support network around you, whether it's people you don't know on and you talk to people on social media, or you have a great network of friends, or you know, you have someone that you can actually speak to and feel really comfortable being open with and sharing how you're feeling rather than kind of feeling like you're on your own, because ultimately like everyone experiences things to a different degree and everyone's experienced what someone else is, and it might not be in the same scenario or the same form, but I think sometimes people do feel alone when it comes to that sort of thing and they feel like they can't speak to people, or that, you know, they're kind of just stuck by themselves in that way.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Also going back to what you said with like being like achieving that, like seeing that girl and being like, okay, I'm seeing this inspiration, I'm reaching out to her, I want to have that life too. You were like working your office or like different jobs, I think, at that time. I think, I don't know, I feel like for a lot of people, it's scary to change your life. Like you said, change is very scary, but a lot of people also say, okay, feel the fear and do it anyways. But like in that moment, I mean, you said that before on a podcast, I remember, but in that moment when you were like, okay, I want to change that. I want to have her, like not her life, but I want to kind of aim towards that as well. What were you doing? Like, what were the steps that you took? And also how did you challenge yourself in the way that you felt the fear and you did it anyways, like, because you probably had some like thoughts as well of like risks that you were taking, like quitting your jobs and stuff. So
I mean when I kind of came across what she was doing, and I was really inspired by the life she was living and kind of thinking, you know, if she could do it, I could do it. But I actually sat on it for probably 10 months. I sat on it and I ummed and I ahed, and I'd reach back out to her and be like, can I have some more information about what it is that you're doing? And then I'd kind of be like, oh, like maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's not the right time. And I kind of got to like the point where I was at an ultimatum of like, if I don't try, I'll never know what could have been. Maybe it won't work out, maybe it will, but I'll always be left wondering what my life would have been like if I hadn't tried. And so I actually don't know personally like where I would be if I hadn't taken up the opportunity to start this business. And just to give some context, like I invested in a product. I invested in a water ionizer and I chose to become a distributor. So I actually like joined a training platform and joined a community and started learning how to run an online business and how to use social media to my advantage. And, you know, I had no prior experience whatsoever, but my whole life has changed because of it. I've made so many incredible like-minded friends because of it. And, you know, I wouldn't be living up here. I don't know what I would be doing if I hadn't actually just taken the step to try something. And if it had never worked out, I wouldn't be upset because I've learned something and, you know, I've gained something from that. It means that I can then try something else. But I think, yeah, it just depends on how badly you want the change and how badly, for me, it was wanting to travel or wanting to have that location-free opportunity. Just kind of coming back to, if you don't try, you'll never know, because, you know, it might completely transform your life. So I think that, you know, it's always worth trying something, even if it is scary, if it feels like you keep thinking about it or you keep coming back to that one thing. Well, what's the worst that's going to happen? Maybe you lose some money. Like, you know, you're always going to have that come back to you. And so if it's going to bring you benefits, even if it's just to your health, then I feel like it's worth the risk. It's worth trying. It's, you know.
Yeah, I think that's so inspiring that you just did it. Like, I think it's what you said with, yeah, just try it, because you'll regret. Like, I think that's my worst fear in life, is that I'll regret something or regret that I didn't do something and I always wanted to. And I think as well what you said with money, like, or like other things that you are scared of losing, like what, always thinking like, what is the worst possible outcome? And most of the time the worst possible outcome is not even gonna happen, and even if it happens, there will be ways around it. Like, you can always apply for a different job. You could, most of the time, especially if it's like an office job and if you leave in a good note, like you could probably always go back to that job, or like there will always be ways if you end up not liking it. But I guess it's just this learning and trying, and also like if you're failing, that's also just another thing that you learned about yourself and the industry and yeah, just your surroundings.
And like, what would you say is like your favorite part of the job that you're doing at the moment?
I think it comes down to connecting with people. I get to spend so much time connecting with amazing people from all different countries, and, you know, knowing that I get to help other people and it's kind of a service to them. I feel like that has to be one of the best aspects of it. And then, you know, the money, the location freedom, and like the uncapped income potential and, you know, flexibility in a schedule is kind of a byproduct of that. You know, I think that for me, connecting with people on social media and being able to make so many great friends and know that if I go overseas, I've got friends everywhere. I mean, I reached one of my best friends now. I actually reached out to her on Instagram a few years ago. I just came across her profile and I was like, wow, like, you're really cool. I really like your energy. And she ended up moving up here in my closest friend. So, you know, social media is such a great tool to connect with people. And, you know, I think that that's one of the best aspects of it, is connecting with people and knowing that I get to help them up level their life, whether it's their health or starting a business as well. So I'm really grateful that I came across the opportunity, for sure.
That's so nice. Just you've got friends in Berlin, like, now too.
Well, I'll let you know when I'm coming over, and likewise if you come back to us. But I just wanted to add what you were saying before. You said, okay, it's just had a mind blank. What did you say? You said, oh my goodness, I had it off the tip of my tongue. Yeah.
I just said like, what did I say? No, I said, cause we were talking about like the, kind of doing it anyways, like fear, like the, what do you say? Like there's nothing to lose. And you should just try.
I think
the worst outcome.
That's right. I remember you were saying just about like not wanting to regret something that you wanted to do later on. People that I find really inspiring who I listen to their podcasts and whatnot, they'll say like the only thing you're going to regret is the things that you never do. And so I think that that's something that's really powerful, is that if there's something that you want, you just got to go and try it, because nothing's going to change if nothing changes.
That's true. Yeah. No, I definitely also, I think I've, maybe we listened to the same podcast, because I've heard that somewhere as well. And I always try to remind myself that, or kind of have it as a mantra in my life, where it's like, okay, I want to try as many things as possible, which sometimes at the moment I feel like I'm a bit overwhelmed because I'm trying a lot of different things. But I know that like one day, okay, at least I tried them. And if I don't like them, that's okay to quit as well. But at least I did try. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and like people change. We're ever like evolving and ever growing, and like all of our interests and passions, as we grow, things change. What interested us once might not interest us anymore. But look at how much you get from trying all these things, even if they're nothing that you pursue for the future. You've given it a go, and you've learned something. You've tried something new. Maybe you've gained a new skill, and you never know how that specific thing is going to benefit you later on down the track. So.
Yeah. I think that's also what I try to remind myself as well. It's like, okay, like whatever, even if you fail, like what I said before, you'll learn from it. And I think that's like constantly in my mind, and it kind of gives me some sanity. Sometimes if things go wrong, I'm like, okay, whatever, move on. Like you learn from it. I don't know. Cause sometimes things do get wrong, or I'm like, fuck, what just happened? Or like I did this wrong, or like this failed or something. Then I just remind myself like, okay, so chill. Like if you wouldn't make mistakes, you also wouldn't learn from it. If everything would always go like perfect, then it would also kind of be boring in a way. So yeah.
Yeah. And we're all human. We all make mistakes. We'd be lying if we said that we didn't. So
yeah. I would also like to know like what you, because we talked about your favorite part of the job. I'm really curious as to like, do you set yourself like routine, like work wise? Cause you probably don't have like a proper schedule, like from a boss. So like, do you set your own schedule, or how does like your day-to-day life look like?
So I feel like something that I'm trying to currently work on is self-discipline, because I can often be like, oh, the surf looks good, maybe I'll just go for a quick surf. Or, you know, today I sat down with my computer at the beach and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do a little bit of this and that. And then I messaged my friend, I was like, you want to go surfing? That looks really good. The sun's out, it's hot. And we ended up out in the surf for like 2 hours. I was like, cool, well, I'll just do that when I get home then. And then, yeah, I find that my self-discipline can be something that I'm trying to work on. But for the most part, like I feel like I try and set a little bit of a routine and schedule by having my morning routine, my cacao, my morning flow, my journaling, and then I might go to a cafe and do a few hours of work, maybe go for a surf or to the markets or out to a waterhole, and then come back and sit at home and do a couple of hours. And then on the side of that, I also at the moment have been doing a little bit of disability support work for a little bit of extra income for a few hours a week. But I booked a one-way ticket to Western Australia yesterday. So I'm actually going to pack up my life and leave in a month and just see what happens and take my laptop with me and stay for as long as I want to, and then come back or maybe go overseas after that. So
that's so exciting.
But I think that's also like what life is about. Like I like listen to you talk and I'm like, even the fact that you can have that, like you can go to like a cafe, or like you can just be like, oh, at the surf is good, I'm gonna go, like that's so like I think what life is about. It's like work is like, yeah, I'm doing work, but I'm prioritizing myself and what I want right now. It's like such a like a beautiful privilege to have. And I think it's really aspiring, like looking at you and being like, okay, this is possible. Like you can just pack up your things and go to Western Australia. Like I'm like, oh my God, that's so nice. Like I think that's such a inspiring way to see life or live life. And yeah.
Nice. I also was saying that you were doing, your crochet, because I love crochet as well. And like you did that like outfit thing and it's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, that took me like 100 hours, no joke. It's a very long process, but it took commitment and consistency. And I found that when I was crocheting that there was times where like I thought, oh man, I wish I was just finished with these squares. And I came back to the fact of like, hold on, if I'm not enjoying the process right now, then I'm just going to take a pause. I'm not going to do it right now because ultimately I want to be enjoying the process. And I feel like that goes to anything as well. Like if you're not enjoying the process, why are you doing it? You know, you have to take a step back. And
yes. Have you like you've worn it out before? Like how are you feeling? I think it's like so cool, like to when you actually make something and then you get to like wear it in the end or like use it in the end or like gift it to someone else. I think that's just such a good feeling. It's like just satisfaction.
Yeah, I've definitely like been wearing it to every single dinner party that I've been to in the last few months. It's like, oh yeah, of course I'm in the same outfit again, but I can't help it. And then someone will be like, oh, cute outfit. I go, thanks, I made it. Just want to like plug that in.
I mean, if it's good, it's good, you know, it's like also sustainable to keep wearing an outfit over again. And like, I think, I don't know, I do the same thing where it's like, also if it's different people, I'm like, they have to
wear it again.
This
yes,
outfit, you know?
Same.
But I think too, it's really cool to be able to make something yourself and just have something that becomes a little hobby or a little passion and start creating things in extra time. And it's like meditation, it's downtime, it's a new skill. I only learned, well, I made a bikini and then I was like, okay, well, what else can I make? And I used YouTube University, seriously. Everything you need to know is on there. So free resource.
That's actually so true. I've learned so many things. I feel like sometimes I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but sometimes I feel like YouTube has taught me more than my university.
Same.
Like honestly,
same.
It really comes down to what you're studying. Like obviously, if you want to be a doctor, don't
go to YouTube.
Don't go to YouTube. I don't know. I feel like especially in like the creative scene, there's so many things you can learn on YouTube. And I also tried out Skillshare. I don't know if you guys know Skillshare.
It's like I've heard of it before.
I've heard of it, but yeah, I've never tried any of the trainings on there.
I tried like a 3 month, sorry,
you
my
okay
foot
there?
Is like falling asleep. I'm like just squatting down. I tried like a 3 month free trial because I was like a bit like, nah, I'm not going to spend money on this. But they actually have a lot of like, yeah, it's like a person that's, it's kind of like a mini podcast, but like a bit shorter. And they're like people in specific fields telling you like, for example, crochet or like podcast editing or like different fields. And it's more, a bit more like, just about learning skills compared to YouTube, because YouTube, there's so many different things. But yeah, I really liked it and I want to download it again and maybe put a little bit of money into it, because I think it's only like €7 a month or something. Not even, I don't even know. And I'm like spending money on Netflix, and I'm going to be honest, like I don't really watch Netflix at the moment. So I'd rather just
same.
So much shit
just
on there.
Just invest your money otherwise.
And as well, like your time too. I mean, I can't remember the last time I watched Netflix, but I used to, you know, binge watch some TV series when I was with my ex-boyfriend. And it's like, instead of doing that, I could be learning something or developing myself in some way, or I could be crocheting. But even what you're saying about like Skillshare, with there being so many different, I guess, kind of courses or people speaking about something that is in their field. If you have something that you're passionate about or something that you know or something that you're good at, you can monetize it. Like people are selling their courses all over social media. People True. Are creating crochet patterns. People are creating all sorts of things. And, you know, if it's something that ends up being of value to someone else, that's a way that you can make money, you know?
Yeah. No, there's like so many like online businesses like that. Now people have different opinions about it, but I think it's if, like you said, if it's helping someone, like my boyfriend the other day, like he, like I said, he's a musician and he's like trying to find his way now, like what can you do outside of just touring the whole time? Because once you get older, you kind of just don't want to be physically on stage anymore. And then he was like, I kind of like need a mentor. And I was like, and then we were just talking
he
about
needs
like,
a mentor.
Like he was like, I need like someone to tell me what to do, or like not like what to do, but like a mentor, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of people do need mentors in that sense, but they were like, yeah. And then it's like, where do you find that if you don't necessarily know someone? And I think there's like, I was like, yeah, the internet, there's so many things online that you can watch. And I'm not saying that's going to like necessarily like decide like what you're going to do, but it gives you some inspiration. Mm-hmm. And like also just shows you that there's a lot of people out there that want to help or like know, or I've been where you've been before. So I think that's the beauty of the internet in a way as well.
I think too, like you know, some people that I look up to as mentors, they all have mentors. It doesn't matter how high up in something they are, how, you know, developed or successful they are, they have mentors. Like the mentors have mentors and everyone learns from someone. We're all each other's teachers and students. And I think that's like amazing to invest in yourself by investing in a life coach or a mentor or someone that's going to help you move forward from where you're at. Doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing.
No, definitely. So I'm like moving around. It was like we're sitting on the ground and like sometimes my foot falls asleep because we're
sitting. You should sit like me.
I don't mind. I'm just sitting like this. I think sometimes I'm like, also I have undiagnosed ADHD, where I can't like sit like
still.
Yeah. I don't know. But
anyways, guys, speaking of mentors, do you like have any tips for anyone who like wants to like break out of that kind of like, not specifically 9-to-5, but like just sort of like the societal, yeah, is that a word?
Wants to live a life of freedom.
Yeah. Wants to live like a life of freedom. Like, do you have any advice for anyone who's like scared to do so, but like really wants to?
I think applying yourself like to things like reading, to listening to podcasts, to honestly, social media is an amazing tool. Like if you come across people's pages that inspire you or who are living a life that you kind of desire for yourself or have already taken some of the steps to head in that direction, I think like it can be such a powerful tool to start connecting with those people and reach out to them and ask them what they're doing and how they got there. And ask the question, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to someone just because they're a stranger, because you never know what's going to come from it. But I think as well, just the personal development of knowing that you're capable of doing something that someone else is doing. And yeah, just I think reaching out to people and observing, and even if you're on the sidelines for a while, sitting in the dark, kind of silently watching other people, just knowing that what they're doing is possible for you. And learning. I think that's such a big thing, is reading the books that kind of start to allow the shifts in your thought patterns and mind to start are really great tools.
Do you have any do you have a favorite book?
Oh my gosh. That's really hard. I've literally got like 6 books down next to my bed at the moment.
You can also tell us like and then top 3.
This is like one of my favorite books that I recommend to people is actually The 4 Agreements. I don't know if either of you have heard of that book.
Yeah, heard of it before, yes.
I've read that a couple of times, and the first time I picked it up, I actually was like, what is this nonsense? And I put it back in Dad's cupboard and I was like, I'm not reading this. And a couple of years later, I saw someone reading it and I was like, oh, Dad's actually got that book. I'm gonna read that now. And it's like, I really believe sometimes when we pick up a book, it's like the perfect timing. And if you put it back down, you open it back up and it seems so relevant to what's going on in your life. But that would be one of my favorites. Another great book that I really liked was actually called Rise, Sister, Rise. I don't know if either of you have heard of that one.
No.
But I really liked that book. Honestly, I have such a long list of books that I couldn't probably like narrow them down to any other favorites. It's really challenging. I feel like I'm so bad with favorites because they're all so different.
Yeah.
No, I mean, also we could like ask you later on, maybe we can make like a little book collection for us and we can post it on the social media.
Yeah.
It'd be really great.
Oh my gosh, I'm seriously, I'll send you a photo of my favorite books.
Yeah, please do, because I'm reading a lot of fiction at the moment, which I also like, just because I want to improve on my writing style.
Oh, so same. Like, are you reading German or English?
English. I've always. I feel like the. I tried to like read German once, but I don't know. Like sometimes the German writing is. I think if you've read like English for like years and then you pick up a German book, it's like so different to me.
It happened to me like the other day. When I go to my therapist, like in the suburb there, like close to my therapist's like building, there's this like little like this like telephone cabinet, and like it's like a free library basically, where like people bring in their books and then like you can take one or like put one in, or like just it's a really cool idea. And then I found this book the other day in German and I started reading it and I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. Like, cause I was just reading in English and now like starting to read in German again. It's just so strange for my brain to like, it's even a bit difficult. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was like,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But yeah, let's see. Maybe I'll keep going or I'll just start a new book. I don't know yet, but we'll see.
Yeah. I feel like I'm that kind of person that just like buys new books cause I'm so excited that I'm like,
yeah.
But I think it really depends, like what you said, like the timing, because sometimes I really like finish a book in one day because I'm like, so like, this is relevant for my life right now. But sometimes I'm like reading something, I'm like, it's not necessarily bad. It's just like, I don't really care at this point of my life, or like, I'm not like, at the point of my life where I understand what they're trying to tell me. And I really want to read more like nonfiction because I'm reading a lot of fiction, which I also really enjoy. But I feel like when it comes to like nonfiction, sometimes I'm struggling to find the right books because there's so many out there. And I'm like, okay, which one's actually like one that will tell me something new and contribute to something I'm going through at the moment, I guess. So yeah, it would be awesome if you could send us like a few photos of your favorite books that we can share.
I'll send you a photo of like my book collection before I pack it up and put it in a box into storage.
Yeah,
true. But the only kind of fiction book that I've kind of read in the last maybe 12 to 18 months, it was still kind of had spiritual prompts and properties to it, but The Celestine Prophecy, I have not sat down and enjoyed a book like that. And I literally sat down and read 70 pages in one stint, which for some people might not be much, but for me it takes months to read books. Because I pick them up and put them down. But that book, really loved that.
Okay, I think I've heard of it. I think I've heard someone else talking about it the other day, and I was like, oh, because I've made like a Goodreads list of like, because I finished my book, I was like, okay, what can I read next? But I picked a different one. But honestly, like, yeah, it would be great if you could send a list, because I'm the same. Like, I love reading, but it's like, I feel like sometimes it takes me a lot of time because I have that, like, can't sit still. Sometimes I have so many things going on in my head that it's sometimes I feel like I really want to be present in reading, and that's sometimes struggle to do that. Or I read over and over a sentence, especially when I read in public. The idea of sitting in a cafe and reading is so nice to me, but sometimes I do that and it's just get stressful. So distracted from everything that's going on around me that I read like a sentence over and over again.
We saw this like girl the
like
day
half
in the
an
bar
hour later, and he's like, hey, I've already read this.
Yeah.
And like literally like we were at a bar like a few weeks ago and there was this girl like sitting at the bar and she was reading a book and she
was like
DJ like playing music and stuff, and we were like just like saying, we're like, how can she read? Is she even reading, or is she just doing it to like,
she probably is just really good at like, it's like also like kind of like a learning process, I think, to be a good reader as well.
That's true.
If you do it
definitely
a lot,
think I need peace and quiet or like some sort of like no word music in if I'm going to read a book. Otherwise, I'm reading the same paragraph 10 times and I'm like, I just can't concentrate.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's just has to be calm and quiet.
Anyways, that's like the end of the questions at least. And I feel like every time we have someone on the podcast, it always is so like inspiring and nice to just like hear someone that in a way like agrees with you, but also adds so much more like knowledge and inspiration to your life. And I don't know, it always makes me so happy. And I leave the podcast like, oh my God, yes, I've learned something new. Like chatted to a new person like on the other side of the world. And that it's also, I guess, is a part of social media and the internet that it gives us this opportunity to even connect with people. And I think that's so beautiful. So thank you for coming on.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much for reaching out. Like, it was really cool to like come on and chat to you guys. And yeah, it just feels nice to have a convo and chat. And yeah, I think at the end of the day, like, everyone has different perspectives and opinions on things, but you know, I think we learn from each other and there's always something to learn from one another. And no two people, I guess, know more than someone else because we're each other's students and each other's teachers. And I love that.
Mm.
Same, like we just all get inspired by each other.
Yeah, no, I think that's like what you said about with the comparison, like take this as an inspiration, this mm-hmm. episode. And also like you said, like not everyone will agree and that's totally fine. It's just like trying to get different points of views in and then deciding for yourself what serves you and what doesn't. But I think it's nice to just hear different perspectives and that's why we love having different people on. And I don't know, I like want to do this more. Sometimes I feel like we're just busy and it's hard to like... find a perfect date to have people, but I always just like it's like yeah, really fills
in
up
the
my
end
cup.
It's always like yeah. very satisfying yeah. and just fulfilling to actually like hear someone else talk and just be inspired.
And I think also like you're like I can personally really tell, I mean maybe it's just how it comes across on the podcast, but I feel like you find like your way in life. Obviously they can always change, but it's nice to hear someone talk about like actually like loving life, because I feel like what mm-hmm. you said before is so interesting. Like I've noticed that with a lot of people, like everyone, like a lot of people are not complaining and they're saying they're okay, but I feel like it's really nice to hear people that like I actually love what I'm doing, and it's a beautiful thing to yeah to have, I guess.
Yeah, I think too, like just trial and error, like you have to try something new, like if you're going to do there. Something differently.
Okay.
Because it's not going to come from doing what you've always done. But yeah, I am really grateful for the life that I live and, you know, the steps that I've taken to get here, but you know, I just really wish for everyone to be able to love their life in the same way.
That's so nice. We hope you're loving life, guys.
Yeah, that's the word. Like in German, you say that's what zum Sonntag. Like it's like the word on the Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it there and yes. take it and do it like what you want.
I was
yes,
gonna say
anyways,
that.
Thank you so much for being here. It was so like, I always just love inspiring chats.
Oh, all I was going to like add was like, ich kann ein bisschen Deutsch, but like, I can't really understand what you guys are saying.
Oh my god, you just cut out for a second. I don't know if you lost me, but I heard like the sprechen Deutsch. And yeah. I was like, oh my god, what are you? I love when people, I feel like there's so many people out there who can like speak a few sentences of German. I'm like, so interesting, because I feel like sometimes Germany, like for me, like it's such a small country, but a lot of people like actually, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I sometimes overhear people saying, like, oh yeah, I know this like sentence, this sentence in German. I'm like, crazy, like where do people learn this? But yeah,
that just sounded so German. Wait, how you say crazy?
Crazy, yeah. Well, I guess I am German, so.
Well, yeah, like thanks for having me, guys. It's been great to chat. You're and so I hope there. That I you like know your you. Listeners have oh, okay. something that they can hopefully like your listeners have something that they can like gain from this, and all in all it's been great to chat with you guys.
Thank you.
Well, enjoy your beautiful day, and also good luck with packing up everything for Western Australia.
Yes, everything's going to be fine.
Thanks. I haven't told anyone yet, so you guys are the first ones to really know.
Big reveal. And wow. Just be like, oh, you can just listen to the podcast.
I feel honored. But anyways, yeah. Guys, we hope that you can take anything away from this episode and then that you liked it as much as we did. And yes, don't forget to be present, and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.